Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Jeremy Walmsley, and you're listening to Pam and Dawn.
Hello, and welcome to Christmas Movie Spotlight. I'm your host, Dawn Mack, and I'm here with my friend and colleague and host, Pam. Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm freezing. What is going on?
Look, I'll have you know that I'm freezing as well. It is like we had 80s like a week or so ago. And it felt like summer in fall. Now we have frigid winter, which is 40-degree highs, 30-degree lows, which is usually doesn't show up until January. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you finally figured out a way to send your weather our way. I don't know. But if you're sending the cold temps, can you please send snow along with it to make it worth
please.
Our while?
I wish. We'll see. Maybe if I can huff and puff, we'll see how much I can get to you.
Okay, that sounds like a deal. We're good to go then. Oh, my gosh. Well, today, Pam and I are so excited to bring you our special interview with the wonderfully talented Jeremy Walmsley.
Yeah, and you guys will find out something new that we didn't even know, and he told us about, so listen carefully.
Yes, indeed.
And Jeremy stars in the holiday movie, An Eclectic Christmas, premiering on UPTV Sunday, December 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central.
And we are so excited and honored to bring you our interview with Jeremy Walmsley.
Enjoy the show. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling and joining us tonight. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule.
Hey, Pam, Don, how you guys doing? This is great. Excited to be here.
Yay. Well, we would hope that you're excited. We're excited. And our excitement is catchy. So watch out.
Oh, my gosh. It's
big
great
fan.
To have you with us, Jeremy.
Yes.
Oh, so nice to be here. So nice. Thanks for having
thank
me.
Thank you. You're welcome. We love to start out with this question because we always get some really interesting, sometimes funny, sometimes inspiring answers. So what or who inspired you to become an actor? Was it in your blood from the day you were born or later in life?
It was in my blood. My granddad, actually, who's a big hero of mine, he did rehearsals and he put on productions. I grew up kind of watching rehearsals and doing like theater. He was not an actor, but a director, and my dad as well. For a hobby as well, acted as well. So I kind of grew up with rehearsals in my life and just seeing the family on stage. And that translated later to loving movies. And we always watched movies. But I grew up with granddad and...
Well, it does sound like you were destined to be an actor yourself. I mean, it runs in the bloodline. And by the way, this sparked a question as you were saying that just now. Are you by any chance related to John Walmsley? You know, he played Jason on The Waltons, and that is not a, you know, that's not a very common last name, but to have two with the same last name acting, I think that's pretty unique and special.
Yeah, it's I don't think so, but I'm going to say probably. Like, we're probably related. So we probably came from the same, you know, small town in England somewhere, you know, some community. But, yeah, I don't know too many Walmsleys, to be honest. Not really that many.
Well,
even actors, too. Yeah.
Ironically, he, I believe, was born in England. So, and I think he resides there now, but so it, you know, who knows, but probably somewhere along the way you guys are related in some fashion,
yeah.
I think, which would further prove that acting is in your blood and you were born with
yeah.
it. So, well, you
goes
have
way
you
back.
Right. That's right. See, it, there's proof positive. Well, you have played a variety of different characters, and which character enhanced your acting skills the most?
Ooh, that's a really good question. enhance my skills. So I feel like I learn from every character I do, and I like playing different characters. I feel like they test me. I think the one that tested me the most, like, I'll say two things. One, I did a production of Once the Musical. It was Broadway's sit-down Canadian version of it, and it's an Irish singer-songwriter musical, and it really forced me to drop in to a very difficult character as well as playing five or six instruments. I feel like I really got to learn a lot about myself and what I'm capable of through that. And then I did a kind of a very, very intense one, something very different from the Christmas realm, in first-person shooter, and it was interesting just to see me get to that place and testing myself out to, you know, this kind of American knee psycho kind of character. And then at the same time, I'm going to throw you a third one, that doing, you know, a Christmas movie, I've done a couple, it's lovely and it's challenging to also just find the true, like, heart of, you know, I'm not playing someone so far to the other side, someone weird or different or challenging. But, you know, connecting to your heart and to myself in those kind of movies. So I also find that really challenging, and it's something, you know, I didn't know I'd have a challenge doing, and then I'm like, oh, that kind of tested me. So long-winded answer there, but a handful. No.
they impacted you, so hey, why not? You know,
yeah.
A lot of people don't walk around being sugary sweet, you know, 24 hours a day like a Christmas movie, so I can understand even something like that being a challenge, you know?
Yeah, and it was also just relaxing as well at the same time, and going, oh, I can, you know, positivity mm-hmm. and happy content, you know, which is so needed, especially these days, you know. So yeah. But
absolutely.
But I learned everything from anyone, any different character I do. I think I learned something, but yeah.
And that's a good thing. So how do you prepare for a role, and do you like to run lines with someone? Do you memorize them on your own? A little of both.
Yeah, I like to save the running the lines for the day. I find I'm better there. I'm a little more fresh. I wait till, like, who's my partner as well. It kind of varies for every different character. Some requires a little bit more, you know, research in that kind of stuff. I feel like something with playing Scott Collins in this new movie coming out, this Christmas movie, I didn't have to do too much research. I actually just had to drop in with Hannah Galway, who's my co-star, and it came so much easier. It was just the chemistry. It was just sitting there. You learn your lines at home. I read the script over and over and over again. But sometimes when it feels right, it feels right, and you don't actually have to dig too deep and do anything too crazy technique-wise. You know, where some is really challenging, mm-hmm. and you have to try to understand a different character that you are so not like. You know, thankfully.
Right.
But yeah, but no, yeah. If that answers.
Well, and that's got to be, you know, kind of rewards in a way when you can have a role that doesn't command a lot of yourself that you have to put into it, be it whether you're doing research or, you know, trying to take on a persona that is not naturally your own. So we can have one that's kind of an easier role. It really kind of balances out all of the different types of roles that you've had and gives you a little bit of a reprieve too at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say across the board, I'm a singer and a recording artist as well. So I connect with my acting characters through music a lot. Like mm-hmm. what kind of music is like the rhythm of them, you know, and you know, with someone, and that helps inspire me, you know, whether that if I'm on set, I'm listening to something just to keep me in the flow of either what I think he would listen to or just the feeling of this person. And you know, someone like Scott Collins, it's more of like I have massive tradition in my family for Christmas and you know, instant joy when I can think of various particular records we love to listen to that I can just drop in and go, ah, this is the feeling. This is the feeling here, you know. So music is very important to me in my acting world as well.
Well, Pam and I, we love music as well. In fact, we've done a couple of different shows related to music, interviewing a lot of indie artists in the past. And so what genre of music do you perform?
I would say something probably like soul indie pop, I would say, mm-hmm. probably was something that people would say. Definitely connect to that. Yeah, it's probably indie pop, soul, singer-songwriter. Yeah, I would say that.
Do you have anything in the works? Do you have anything new coming out or in the works?
Yeah, I'm so excited right now. I'm doing an album right now. So I'm about four songs into a full album. I've got about four singles out right now, but it's time to do the full album. So it's like working on a project in itself in between the acting. This is kind of, you know, satisfying my heart in between the acting project. So, yeah.
That's a labor of love in itself. You know, your acting is one love, and then writing and singing, songwriting, that's a whole other thing. So, kudos. We will be looking for that, and good luck with that, because that's – you know, if that's something that you're passionate about, I know you're eager to get that finished so you can get it out for your fans and listeners. So, well, you starred as Paul Franklin in the two-part Christmas special, When Hope Calls. And if the series does continue, if it were to continue, what would you like to see happen with that character?
Oh, that's such a good question. I loved playing Paul Franklin. I love that time period, too. I love me a good period piece. And I loved, you know, the idea you went back. I don't know if I can spoil it or anything for listeners, but, you know, he's from New York and he's a well-traveled man. And I love the idea if he had a chance to come back and maybe, you know, woo her to come back with him, even though he seemed very graceful and understanding with it potentially at the end, I still think, I'm like, oh, are you going to let her go? Are you going to let her go, man?
right.
It'd be interesting to see, and maybe see it from the New York perspective, you know? I mean, it's a small, other than the small town, but yeah, I would love to see them come back.
I think we all would, especially.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're going to be helping write that. It would be great, you know, to see something different in the big city, as they say. You know.
Yeah. Do the little big city compared to the small town, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
that was such a fun time.
Absolutely. And I would imagine doing any of these roles are fun for you, because otherwise you wouldn't be continuing in your acting role, you know? But in Royally Wrapped for Christmas with Jen Lilly and Brendan Fair, you played Shane Kelly, which was kind of a naughty boy. But if you if you were a prince, what country would it be in? And what would your first royal duty be?
Oh, okay. First royal duty. Okay. Royal duty. I feel like, I mean, I've got a passion for you know, the UK. Like, that's just where my family is originally from. England, or, I mean, Ireland is beautiful. I've been to Scotland as well. One of those, either or, you know, if I was in Scotland, I'll go into my castle and I'll go and, you know, take my broadsword out and, you know, scream from the top of my tower, you know. But
you do that well.
Duty, though, I would enforce this rule that everyone needs moats. Everyone needs moats around their house and castle. That would be it.
That would certainly be fitting, considering royalty. If you think about it, every castle you see is surrounded by one, and and that would kind of be very true to form in a lot of ways.
What happened? It's too close together. Houses are too close together. We need moats.
That's true. You got to have some way to separate, you know? Well, your upcoming Christmas movie, I don't think includes royalty or moats, but an eclectic Christmas. I mean, when I saw the title of this, as a Southerner, I'm thinking, try to say that 10 times fast, Dawn. It will not work. You know, it's coming up on Up TV on December 18th. Mm-hmm. And so what can you tell us about the movie without giving too much away?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely full of heart. everything down to, you know, the filming process, it was such a family. You know, Al, our DP, Lane, our director, Hannah, co-star, there's so much heart while filming this. I really feel like through the scenes, I feel like it translated. So sense of family, sense of home, sense of tradition, and bringing people together in a very happy, you know, joyous time like Christmas. So truly heart, like that's one thing I could say about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that makes Christmas so special for people is just being able to really share and spend time with family and friends, and that's really the heart of Christmas. A lot of times I think people tend to share their feelings and their heart, and so this movie sounds like it's going to be right along those lines and right up that alley in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so family oriented. I feel like this movie is so family oriented, and it, you know, really deals with our center character. Her name's Kim, played by Hannah Galway, and her family and bringing her home and you know, bringing her family together with her and you know, in the spirit of Christmas. I think it was lovely and really fun to do, and I think it'll be really exciting to see.
Oh yeah, I think so too. Well, before we wrap up, we always like to play a little 5-question lightning round that's all Christmas related. There are no wrong answers. Of course, if it's about Christmas, it's going to be right. and it's very simple. But the first one is, I know you touched on this briefly a few moments ago, but talking about Christmas traditions and family and so forth, but what is your favorite tradition?
Oh, this is a good one. My favorite tradition is, okay, so the night before Christmas, we read this story, which is very similar to A Christmas Carol, but it was written by my granddad, and he painted all the pictures originally, and we read it every Christmas, and we still leave cookies and milk and, you know, carrot out for Rudolph. The night before, we just keep this magic of Christmas going and hang stockings the night before to then open on Christmas Day. And this has been since, you know, for my granddad and his granddad. And, you know, we spend all morning taking our time just opening these stockings. It's a wonderful tradition. It lasts like 6 hours in the morning, and we just cherish every little thing. They're nothing fancy, but we have. And the one thing I will say is we have little riddles on our little stocking. So, and that started with my granddad, who's just like a teaser, such a sweetheart. And so we keep doing that. So we answer all these riddles, and we write riddles for other people. So I think that's part of my favorite.
Oh, and I love the fact
that.
That you really try to, you know, draw that out as long and try to hold on to the magic of Christmas for as long as you possibly can during Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And that's very special for your family, too, because when you think about how when you're off filming throughout the year, it's not as easy to just pull the family together, but the holidays seem to be the perfect time to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I will stretch out Christmas for as long as I possibly can.
Yeah,
I
couldn't
tree there. Yeah.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more. I just put my tree up this weekend, so I'm just like, you know, the more the merrier for as long as possible. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Christmas song. I think there's no place like home for the holidays. I think Perry Como, classic Christmas album is just my go-to. We just listen top to bottom maybe 100 times on Christmas.
Oh yeah, you can't go wrong. That's right. Perry is a staple at Christmas.
Oh, he's so good. Such a classical. And I'm going to throw a little weird one in here. The winter, I think it's a winter sleep album, it's a Sting album. And it's a Christmas theme winter album. And we've been listening to that for the last, like, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years. And it's cool. It's beautiful. If anyone
you know, growing up listening to Sting and then hearing that album, it's such a departure from what you normally hear from him. And it is probably one of the best works he's ever put out, in my opinion. It really showcases just how talented he is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hounds of Winter, I think. Yeah, Hounds of Winter. Oh, it's
so
good.
Yeah,
worth a lesson.
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, favorite Christmas movie, let me see, favorite Christmas movie. Tough. You know, I really, really enjoyed growing up Santa Claus, Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I love that one, and like ZZ Top, and you know, where he's studying with Santa Claus. I think I really love that one. And this is, you know, contention in my family. The Nightmare Before Christmas, is it a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie?
Right.
I think it's a Christmas movie. So
it's kind of like the
like
Die Hard debate. Is it Christmas or is it not?
Oh,
you know, it's,
yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Die Hard is such a good Christmas movie. I think it's Christmas.
the one movie that has started more arguments than any other in all of time. So
true.
All right. Hot toddy or hot chocolate?
Hot toddy all the way.
And last but not least, white lights or colored lights?
I'm going to have to say I love the colored lights. Colored lights. Yeah.
I feel a struggle there.
Yeah, there was. It's hard. I think sometimes we've had years where our Christmas tree is white lights, and it looks very elegant and, you know, pretty, but, mm-hmm. you know, we decorate our house with colored lights, and we have a big, big, big tree in the front yard, and we put the lights there, and the colored ones are cool. And another tradition we do is we kind of drive around and we see all the neighbors' lights on Christmas Eve, and so I think I gravitate to more of the colored lights. I think they're, very exciting.
Yeah, yeah, and it's okay to mix it up, you know,
that's
whichever
right.
way. One year you do it one way, and the other year you do it another way. So
exactly. There is no rule. There is no
right.
rule to Christmas, folks.
Not at Christmas time. Anything goes, whatever makes the heart happy.
Exactly.
Right? Well, thank you so much for playing along. We absolutely loved your answers, and we loved speaking with you. And we want to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed holiday, since we won't be speaking to you before then. Mm-hmm. And thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been so lovely. Thanks for having me, Pam and Don. So lovely. Happy Christmas to you both as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, don't leave us yet. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Christmas Movies. That's XMASMUVIES. And also like our Facebook page at Christmas Movie Spotlight. Don't forget, that's spelled MUVIES. And follow us on Instagram at Christmas Movie Spotlight.
And don't forget to check out our website, ChristmasMoviesSpotlight.com. That's movies with MUVIES, ChristmasMoviesSpotlight.com.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.